Hello, and welcome to the Agent for Sissies podcast. My name is Marcy Beckes, and I am your host. Well, welcome here on, I am doing this on Oscar Sunday. So if you're not a big Oscar fan, well, I think growing up in LA, everybody's an Oscar fan. Everybody loves a winner. Everybody loves a beautiful jewel, and everybody loves a beautiful dress. So with that being said, we're not going to talk about such joyful stuff today, but I think it's really important. We've been going through a series at our church in our education hour. And this one is called, we're going to do starting the conversation about informed care choices. We've talked about a lot of things, wills, trusts, all that. But today we're going to talk about informed care. But before we do that, we're going to talk about fun stuff. We're going to talk about the finish of my trip in California. And let's talk about the Oscars a bit. So sit back, get ready for an important conversation and some fun conversation. Get that Diet Coke, iced tea, or coffee, depending on where you're at, depending on what you're doing. And if you drink cocktails, have a cocktail if you're listening to this. Again, sit back and get ready. All right. Well, already in this recording, I hear some weird glitches and I can't see to figure out how to get rid of them. So if there were some crackly or glitches on your part, I'm sorry. I'm not a professional. I'm just me and I can't seem to get rid of it. And it may just be on my end. It may not be on your end. But if it is, I apologize. So again, I said I am doing this on Oscar Sunday. I have the Oscars on, but they are muted. But I am telling you, you know, I was looking and there's nothing more beautiful than a beautiful gown and jewelry and being all gussied up. And then tomorrow, somebody's going to get ripped to shreds for their outfit. And then Jimmy Kimmel's the host, and it's a thankless job. The hours of work that's put into it. And then I think Jimmy Kimmel usually gets pretty good reviews, but you know, you never, it's thankless. It's just thankless. And I think, oh dear. And I really do. I think about the woman who is, and it's, well, I'm not going to say it's rarely a man, but men have changed up their looks and they could get hammered tomorrow for their looks, but it's usually a woman and she thinks she looks, obviously you're not going to go to the Oscars thinking you look anything but the best you've ever looked. And they are going to get hammered tomorrow for how they look. So I'm here to say, I'm here to keep the positivity into it. All of the women look amazing. All of the men look amazing. And I am going to be honest. I love the fact that men have switched it up and it's not just necessarily a straight black tie anymore. And they add color and they add pattern and they may add a dress or two. And I love it all. I've always loved it. I will always love it. When I was younger, I had girlfriends that got together and we had Oscar parties, had a few Oscar parties at my friend Mary's house. This year, I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen a lot of the movies. I haven't even seen Barbie, which I know, but I haven't seen Barbie. I have seen Oppenheimer. But I still love to see. Everybody loves a winner. Let's be real. And people in this industry work hard and this is their job. I understand that most of us go to our job every day and there is nothing that celebrates us. I think there should be. I think every office should have awards. I think there should be a day everybody gets dressed up and goes into the office and they're given an award for the best copier and the best keyboardist, not playing music, but typing fast. Sorry, taking a little sip, getting a little dry there. Anyways, I think everybody should get an award for something at work. Let's see what I was in Palm Springs the last time I talked to y'all and I had a great rest of the trip there with my BFF Lynn. The weather was gorgeous. We ate at one of our favorite restaurants on El Paseo and I can't think of the name right now, but it is a mid-century modern restaurant with a beautiful indoor outdoor seating. And it gives you all the feels of old Palm Springs and plus great food. The best homemade potato chips I've ever had. They were so thin and crispy. It's like you could see through them, but they weren't greasy or salty. Telling you, dynamite. Got a wonderful burrata cheese sandwich on ciabatta. Couldn't ask for more. We got to spend the day out by the pool one day. just basking ourselves in the sunlight, did some shopping. I have to be honest, I did so much clothes shopping on this trip, which I needed to because I needed some clothes that fit. But I had to buy a little duffel bag to get my clothes home in. So when we were at luggage pickup at 1:30 in the morning, don't even ask. The flight coming home was insanely crazy. Somebody on our plane called American Airlines and said they didn't feel safe and wanted to get off the plane. They didn't even tell the stewardess. The captain was mad, 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 and I don't blame him. So anyways, our flight was already an hour and a half delayed, another hour delayed. So I was supposed to be getting home at midnight or 11:30. I was supposed to land. I think we landed at 1 or 1:30, got my luggage, got home. Nonetheless, that was crazy. But being in Palm Springs with my BFF is one of my favorite things in Palm Desert. There's nothing more beautiful to me than the desert. Winter, spring, summer, fall, I love the desert. And my favorite desert is Palm Desert. I love me some Arizona. I love me some family in Gilbert. But as far as deserts go, Palm Desert, Palm Springs wins for me. And it was lovely being there and staying in these beautiful Hyatt Willow timeshares. They were gorgeous. The pool was gorgeous. It was lovely because it was just before spring break, so there were no children. No offense to those of you with children, but my time of children is over, and I do love a peaceful pool. So did that on my way back to the airport, did a little stopping in those Cabazon outlets at the cabby store, and did a little more shopping, but I wasn't too concerned because I already knew I had a duffel bag full of new clothes that I could just add it to. So that was the finish up of last week. Craig and I are on countdown now to Greece. We are going to Greece with our fellow Gloria Day friends. And I'm so excited to do my podcast from Greece. Maybe I'll be able to get some of my friends from Gloria Day to do it. I've been trying to think about what we could talk about. Maybe bring in some of my pals from my Gloria Day church, Lutheran church there in Dana Point, California. So I'm be home for about a month and then off again for 2 weeks. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to traveling with friends. The last time we went with a group from our church, we went to Germany for the Reformation and it was amazing. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted by some beautiful gowns and beautiful jewels. I'm like a bird. But this is going to be another great trip. I think traveling with like-minded people is awfully fun. So with that being said, we're going to talk about today, we are going to talk about informed care choices. It's really important to make sure you may have a DNR, you may have all these things, but there can be other things that come up and I want you to be aware and have these decisions made so that your family doesn't have to, not necessarily because you don't trust them, but because it can cause problems within the family. Make sure, again, it's always important for all of our thoughts and wishes to be clear to our loved ones. With that being said, sit back. We're going to get into that conversation. All right. So when we're talking about informed care, what the heck are we talking about? These are some decisions that may, you can't write everything down legally. Well, I guess you could. I just got up and during the break, I was letting one cat out, one cat. Nobody wanted to go out. Nobody wanted to come in. But now I'm back on and now everybody wants to switch places again. All right. So informed care. So unknown care goals can, for example, they can delay access to hospice care. They can delay your care. And so I think these questions that we're going to talk about today, while you're doing with them with your husband or your children or whoever is going to be the point person for you, I would suggest videoing them and making sure there's a video available and then sending it to everybody who possibly might be in a position to make these decisions. They can watch it, they cannot watch it, but these are your wishes for things like... I think one of the questions that you should answer to your loved ones is, what do you value most about your life? Do you value your freedom? Whatever it is, get that information out there because it may inform that part of that's being informed care. Well, let's do this because mom cared about this or dad cared about that. So answer the question, what do you value most about your life? It's a big question. I can't even answer it right now. I value a lot of things, but what do you value most about your life? If you were diagnosed with an illness that could not be cured, would you still want to pursue every possible treatment, realizing that some could negatively affect your quality of life? Answer that question. That's a big question. If you're diagnosed with an illness that cannot be cured, think about financial implications, emotional implications, physical implications of that question. Do you imagine wanting to stop curative efforts if they were to be unsuccessful? Curative efforts, things that could cure you, things that could help you. Another very big question. Now think about these three questions that I've already asked you. A legal document can't answer them, but you can, and you can answer them before you're in a situation where you need to. You can have it videotaped so that your loved ones will know. Now, this is interesting. If you were unable to eat or drink due to a terminal illness, would you want artificial nutrition, tube feeding, and hydration, even if it could cause complications and might not help you live longer? I had to be on nutrition for 2 weeks while I was in the hospital, and I definitely wanted it. So I was curative, though. They had poked a hole in my throat doing the emergency surgery on my hand. So anything I swallowed went into my body, not down my throat. So in order for it to heal, I had to go 2 weeks with no water, no ice chips, no food. I basically said, don't feed the animals as you came into my room. But that nutrition was super important to me. I wanted that nutrition because it did make a difference. But if it wasn't going to make a difference, and it may not help you live longer, is that something, in other words, do you want to starve to death? And it may be a better choice if you're facing a certain type of illness. Again, these are weird questions, but they're things I want you to think about. Understanding that CPR could result in broken bones or other medical problems. Would you want it if you were dying from an illness or were extremely frail? So there are people that say, I want to live at all cost. Well, if you're extremely frail, your physically being is not great. CPR could break all your ribs. You know, think about these things. How do you feel about an extended hospital stay or extended time in a nursing home? I'm going to tell you my feelings. Don't like it. Don't want it. Hospitals are horrifying. The longest I've been in one is 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks too long. It was necessary for that stupid hole in my throat that they put there. But you need to think about your feelings on that. Do you want to die in your home? A lot of people feel like they want to die at home. Pickles, you're stuck in here now. I tried to let you out. So think about that. Do you want to die in your home? Now, this is a really important one. After being in that car accident and living in chronic pain for like 7 years, which I'm out of now, thank God, to losing weight and exercise and some good shots at the time when I really needed them. How much pain is acceptable to you? I want you to think about that because I don't want you to say, I don't ever want to be in pain, because what takes away pain are drugs that could change your thinking and change your cognitive abilities. Do you want that? So think about it. Don't just say, I don't want to be in pain. Think about your hold on just a second. I'm going to, can you hear Pickles just meowing away? Pickles, let it go. All right, we're going to try to finish this off with Pickles here. So think about how much pain you're willing to accept. I know that for me, I'm willing, I am sober Obviously, we all know that have listened for 36 years. I will take pain pills or pain something under the guise of a doctor if I have to. But I don't want to become addicted to anything. I don't want to mask pain to a point where I don't feel it if it means, excuse me, I'm going to be addicted. So make sure those thoughts and wishes are relayed to someone. What decisions regarding your care do you want to entrust to others? And who do you want to designate to make those decisions? And make sure if you've chosen someone and your life with that person has changed, whether maybe it's a divorce or maybe it's a child you don't, excuse me, I've got the hiccups again, a child that you don't trust anymore. I mean, right now, to be honest, I would not trust Kyle with any of my care decisions. Alec, definitely. Craig, definitely. But Kyle, no. And, you know, that may change again. There was a point where I would trust Kyle with the decisions of my care. Right now, Kyle and I are at a place in our relationship that I don't trust Kyle. So make sure if you've got some of these things written down or you've expressed these concerns to someone or these wishes to someone that you've changed that if things have changed. Make sure people understand if you want a funeral memorial service, if you want an obituary, make sure people understand if you even want that. You know, they don't get to just decide you get to have a funeral. If you don't want a funeral, you don't have to have one. If you don't want to be buried, I do not want to be buried in the ground. I don't want a place where people can come visit me. It's not my thing. It's not what I want. Make sure somebody knows that. And that should be in your funeral plans that we've talked about. But even if you don't have funeral plans, at least make sure, if you don't have anything planned, make sure these things are informed, that your care is informed, that people know. Make sure people know if you want your organs donated. I was just talking to Lynn on the phone, and make sure you understand that if you say you do want to do organ donation, do you want them to keep your body alive so your organs stay alive till they're needed? I didn't even think about that, but that's not something I want. I'm happy. You can take all my organs you want when I die. You can harvest them, give them to people on lists, but I don't want you keeping me alive just to keep my organs. I don't want to be a donor in that sense of the word. I don't want that. So make sure when you're making these decisions for yourself, they're informed decisions. Make sure that you have a productive discussion with someone on your informed care choices. I really highly suggest videotaping that so that people know that it's really important to me. Like if I'm on a ventilator and I'm brain dead, let me go. Pastor today was talking about a mom that was on life support. Dad had already passed away. The kids had to make the decision. And one child said, let her go. The other one said, don't, that's murdering mom. He said, till this day, those siblings do not talk. It fell to the oldest child to make the decision, which I think would be normal in any circumstances. He made the decision that he felt was right for his mom. His sister has not forgiven him for it. As a parent, I don't think you ever want decisions about yourself or your care or the, and for God's sake, the ending of my life. I do not want to come between my kids. Although Kyle and I and Craig and Kyle have an estranged relationship right now, Alec and Kyle do not. It would devastate me knowing that a decision made for me at the end of my dang life broke up their relationship. So we've talked about a lot of these things the last few weeks. I promise I'm not talking about any more death or dying. I'm still trying to figure out what's going to be coming up in my next episodes. Again, if you have any suggestions or things that you want me to talk about, my girlfriend Katie a few weeks ago texted me and wanted to talk about what to do with photographs. And I loved that because I hadn't thought of that. You know, it's hard to come up with new and interesting topics for you guys each week. I always wanted this to be not a waste of your time, but educational, fun. It doesn't have to be serious. We've talked about skincare. We may go back and revisit some things as well. But if you have any ideas, please, agingfast1@gmail.com, or go to my website. You can always get a hold of me through aging, aintforsissiespodcast.com. You can get a hold of me there. You can get information there. You can get links to people who are important to the podcast, friends of the podcast, like Nita Wenrick, if you are getting ready for Medicare. I think it's time to have another Nita Wenrick update here. So I've got to get a hold of her and see if we can get some new information there. But I want to keep these podcasts information fun and up to date. I don't want to beat a dead horse, so to speak. And if we do beat a dead horse, I want to make sure we know its wishes. No, I'm just kidding. Beat a dead horse. That doesn't even sound nice. What a terrible saying. I'm not going to use that anymore. Sorry. Rewind. Get rid of that. Gone. I enjoy these podcasts. I hope you do. I don't have a senior moment today because I want to get back to the Oscars. I hope that you got to watch the Oscars if you enjoy them. If you don't, I hope you're doing something you enjoy that's fun. I've got a good pot roast in there, a Sunday pot roast with potatoes and carrots that's cooking away for Craig and I tonight. I felt like I needed a Sunday pot roast. It's a beautiful, sunny, gorgeous day here in Chicago. A little chilly, 40 degrees with the wind's been pretty high. So even though 40 degrees sounds warm, it's not when the wind is cold. So I hope it's gorgeous and beautiful where you are. You are all beautiful people. Keep the positive thoughts. Stay positive. Stay happy. It's what I'm working on this year. It's my intention to be positive and be happy. I hope it's your intention too. And remember what I always say, aging ain't for sissies.